Chapter 10. How the tourney began at Winchester, and what knights were at the jousts, and other things. So upon a day, on the morn, King Arthur and all his knights departed, for their king had tarried 3 days to abide his noble knights. And so when the king was ridden, Sir Launcelot and Sir Lavaine made them ready to ride, and either of them had white shields, and the red sleeve Sir Launcelot let carry with him. And so they took their leave at Sir Bernard, the old baron, and at his daughter, the fair maiden of Astolat. And then they rode so long till they came to Camelot, that time called Winchester. And there was great press of kings, dukes, earls, and barons, and many noble knights. But there Sir Launcelot was lodged privily, by the means of Sir Lavaine, with a rich burgess, that no man in that town was ware what they were. And so they reposed them there till Our Lady Day, Assumption, as the great feast should be. Page 392. So then trumpets blew unto the field, and King Arthur was set on high upon a scaffold to behold who did best. But as the French book saith, the king would not suffer Sir Gawain to go from him, for never had Sir Gawain the better, and Sir Launcelot were in the field. And many times was Sir Gawain rebuked, when Launcelot came into any joust disguised. Then some of the kings, as King Agwisance of Ireland and the King of Scots, were that time turned upon the side of King Arthur. And then on the other party was the King of Northgales, and the King with the 100 knights, and the King of Northumberland, and Sir Galahaut, the Haut Prince. But these 3 kings and this duke were passing weak to hold against King Arthur's party, for with him were the noblest knights of the world. So then they withdrew them either party from other, and every man made him ready in his best manner to do what he might. Then Sir Launcelot made him ready, and put the red sleeve upon his head, and fastened it fast. And so Sir Launcelot and Sir Lavaine departed out of Winchester privily, and rode until a little leaved wood behind the party that held against King Arthur's party, and there they held them still till the parties smote together. And then came in the King of Scots and the King of Ireland on Arthur's party, and against them came the King of Northumberland, and the King with the 100 knights smote down the King of Northumberland, and the King with the 100 knights smote down King Agwisance of Ireland. Then Sir Palamedes, that was on Arthur's party, encountered with Sir Galahaut, and either of them smote down other, and either party helped their lords on horseback again. So there began a strong assail upon both parties. And then came in Sir Brandiles, Sir Sagramore le Desirous, Sir Dodinas le Savage, Sir Kay le Senescal, Sir Griflay le Fils de Dieu, Sir Mordred, Sir Melio de Logris, Sir Ozana le Cure Hardy, Sir Safer, Sir Epinogris, Sir Galeron of Galway. All these 15 knights were knights of the Table Round. Page 393. So these, with more other, came in together, and beat aback the King of Northumberland and the King of Northgales. When Sir Launcelot saw this, as he hoved in a little leaved wood, then he said unto Sir Lavaine, "See, yonder is a company of good knights, and they hold them together as boars that were chafed with dogs." "That is truth," said Sir Lavaine. Chapter 11. How Sir Launcelot and Sir Lavaine entered in the field against them of King Arthur's court, and how Launcelot was hurt. "Now," said Sir Launcelot, "and ye will help me a little, ye shall see yonder fellowship that chaseth now these men in our side, that they shall go as fast backward as they went forward." "Sir, spare not," said Sir Lavaine, "for I shall do what I may." Then Sir Launcelot and Sir Lavaine came in at the thickest of the press, and there Sir Launcelot smote down Sir Brandiles, Sir Sagramore, Sir Dodinas, Sir Kay, Sir Griflay, and all this he did with one spear. And Sir Lavaine smote down Sir Lucan the Butler and Sir Bedivere. And then Sir Launcelot gat another spear, and there he smote down Sir Agravaine, Sir Gaheris, and Sir Mordred, and Sir Melio de Logris. And Sir Lavaine smote Ozana le Cure Hardy. And then Sir Launcelot drew his sword, and there he smote on the right hand and on the left hand, and by great force he unhorsed Sir Safer, Sir Epinogris, and Sir Galeron. And then the knights of the Table Round withdrew them aback after they had gotten their horses as well as they might. O mercy Jesu, said Sir Gawain, what knight is yonder that doth so marvellous deeds of arms in that field? I wot, footnote one, what he is, said King Arthur, but as at this time I will not name him. Page 394. Sir, said Sir Gawain, I would say it were Sir Launcelot by his riding and his buffets that I see him deal, but ever meseemeth it should not be he, for that he beareth the red sleeve upon his head. For I wist him never bear token at no jousts of lady nor gentlewoman. Let him be, said King Arthur. He will be better known and do more, or ever he depart. Then the party that was against King Arthur were well comforted, and then they held them together that beforehand was sore rebuked. Then Sir Bors, Sir Ector de Maris, and Sir Lionel called unto them the knights of their blood, as Sir Blamor de Ganis, Sir Bleoberis, Sir Aliduc, Sir Galahud, Sir Galahodin, Sir Valangeris, Le Beuse. So these nine knights of Sir Launcelot's kin thrust in mightily, for they were all noble knights, and they, of great hate and despite that they had unto him, thought to rebuke that noble knight Sir Launcelot, and Sir Lavaine, for they knew them not. And so they came hurling together, and smote down many knights of Northgales and of Northumberland. And when Sir Launcelot saw them fare so, he gat a spear in his hand, and there encountered with him all at once Sir Bors, Sir Ector, and Sir Lionel, and all they three smote him at once with their spears. And with force of themselves they smote Sir Launcelot's horse to the earth, and by misfortune Sir Bors smote Sir Launcelot through the shield into the side, and the spear brake, and the head left still in his side. When Sir Lavaine saw his master lie on the ground, he ran to the King of Scots and smote him to the earth, and by great force he took his horse and brought him to Sir Launcelot. And maugre of them all, he made him to mount upon that horse. And then Launcelot gat a spear in his hand, and there he smote Sir Bors, horse and man, to the earth. In the same wise he served Sir Ector and Sir Lionel, and Sir Lavaine smote down Sir Blamor de Ganis. And then Sir Launcelot drew his sword, for he felt himself so sore hurt that he weened there to have had his death. And then he smote Sir Bleoberis such a buffet on the helmet that he fell down to the earth in a swoon. And in the same wise he served Sir Aliduc and Sir Galahud. Page 395. And Sir Lavaine smote down Sir Balingeras, that was the son of Alisander le Orphelin. And by this was Sir Bors horsed, and then he came with Sir Ector and Sir Lionel, and all they three smote with swords upon Sir Launcelot's helmet. And when he felt their buffets and his wound, the which was so grievous, then he thought to do what he might, that he might endure. And then he gave Sir Bors such a buffet that he made him bow his head passing low, and therewithal raised off his helm, and might have slain him, and so pulled him down. And in the same wise he served Sir Ector and Sir Lionel. For as the book saith, he might have slain them, but when he saw their visages, his heart might not serve him thereto, but left them there. And then afterward he hurled into the thickest press of them all, and did there the marvellous deeds of arms that ever man saw or heard speak of, and ever Sir Lavaine, the good knight, with him. And there Sir Launcelot with his sword smote down and pulled down, as the French book maketh mention, more than 30 knights, and the most part were of the Table Round. And Sir Lavaine did full well that day, for he smote down 10 knights of the Table Round. Chapter 12. How Sir Launcelot and Sir Lavaine departed out of the field, and in what jeopardy Launcelot was. Mercy Jesu, said Sir Gawain to Arthur, I marvel what knight that he is with the red sleeve. Sir, said King Arthur, he will be known, or he depart. And then the king blew into lodging, and the prize was given by heralds unto the knight with the white shield that bare the red sleeve. Then came the king with the 100 knights, the king of Northgales and the king of Northumberland, and Sir Galahad the Haut Prince, and said unto Sir Launcelot, Fair knight, God thee bless, for much have ye done this day for us. Therefore we pray you that ye will come with us, that ye may receive the honor and the prize, as ye have worshipfully deserved it. Page 396. My fair lords, said Launcelot, wit you well, if I have deserved thank, I have sore bought it, and that me repenteth, for I am like never to escape with my life. Therefore, fair lords, I pray you that ye will suffer me to depart where me liketh, for I am sore hurt. I take none force of none honor, for I had liever to repose me than to be lord of all the world. And therewithal he groaned piteously, and rode a great wallop awayward from them, until he came under a wood's sod. And when he saw that he was from the field nigh a mile, that he was sure he might not be seen, then he said with a high voice, O gentle knight, Sir Lavaine, help me that this truncheon were out of my side, for it sticketh so sore that it nigh slayeth me. O mine own lord, said Sir Lavaine, I would fain do that might please you, but I dread me sore, and I pull out the truncheon, that ye shall be in peril of death. I charge you, said Sir Launcelot, as ye love me, draw it out. And therewithal he descended from his horse, and right so did Sir Lavaine. And forthwithal Sir Lavaine drew the truncheon out of his side, and gave a great shriek and a marvellous grisly groan, and the blood brast out nigh a pint at once, that at the last he sank down upon his buttocks, and so swooned, pale and deadly. Alas, said Sir Lavaine, what shall I do? And then he turned Sir Launcelot into the wind, but so he lay there nigh half an hour, as he had been dead. And so at the last Sir Launcelot cast up his eyen, and said, O Lavaine, help me that I were on my horse, for here is fast by within this 2 mile a gentle hermit, that sometime was a full noble knight and a great lord of possessions. And for great goodness he hath taken him to wilful poverty, and forsaken many lands. And his name is Sir Baudouin of Britain, and he is a full noble surgeon and a good leech. Now let see, help me up that I were there, for ever my heart giveth me that I shall never die of my cousin Germain's hands.